Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you. Thank you for granting us the rod of authority. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Psalms chapter 66 and verse 1. Psalms chapter 66. Verse 1 to 3. Is he on the screen? To the chief musician, a song or psalm. It says, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. That's a prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. You see, wherever the shout comes from, those are your territories. Are you hearing me? When the Lord says, make a joyful noise, all ye lands, what he said is, if that territory is yours, then speak for it. Speak for it. That's what he said. I know there's a lot of contention, but God is saying, if that land is really yours, don't wait for the physical man. He says, speak for it. In the realm of the spirit, the sea of O is not a paper, it's utterance. Are you hearing me now? So just because you are used to contention in your family, does not mean that the contentions cannot end overnight. Verse 2. Sing forth the honor of his name and make his praise glorious. In verse 3, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. When God works, he works in very terrible ways. If God was a man, he would need doors to open for him to walk in. But because he is terrible when he walks, the Bible says that when he comes down and steps upon the mountains, the mountains melt. That is his. He makes a grand entrance. When God wants to embarrass the forces asking you questions that you can't answer, he makes a grand entry. He makes a grand entry. He just comes in and everything begins to melt. And because you see, those things respond to his voice. By his words, he created those things. Those things are weak elements. Those things that you say are contending for your life. Those things that make you cry at night. Those things that make you weep. Those things that make you ask God, when? When will it happen? When? Those are the things that when God comes to, he is terrible in his works. He doesn't need to cut through your body like a doctor to fix it. Come on now. He doesn't need to. He said, how terrible are thy works? By the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves to thee. This message is titled, and the enemies submitted. Peradventure, you've been in the faith for a while, and you are asking, maybe you have enemies. Then maybe you have not been around too long. The truth of the matter is, many who are at ease in Zion do not know that they are already under attack. When your life and your destiny begins to count for something eternal, don't worry, I was just seeing a vision. I'm done. In case you are wondering, Biola, let me quickly digress and talk about this. I'm seeing both your parents are alive, are they? Where do they live? Accra? Duplex bungalow. I'm seeing like a bungalow. I'm seeing two of your parents. Sorry? I'm seeing them on the ground floor, and at the entrance of the door, see blood flowing out from the ground floor, like something like the parlor, into a particular passage on the way out of the house. And then I'm standing at that entrance, and I see blood flowing like water. And I saw your dad and your mom looking at themselves and asking, "What is this?" And then as I'm looking at that, and then I see you coming, and then you saw the blood on the ground, and then you said, "Pastor, hold on." You began to rush. You said you needed to change so that you could clean up that blood. So I want to speak a word into your family. I want to release a rod of power. Those who seek for blood in your family will pay with their lives. Amen. What I'm seeing is like blood flowing like water. It's very clear. I'm looking at blood is flowing like water. Whatever contention is going on, or whatever the enemy is thinking, we reverse it. I say we reverse it. Every life in your home, in your everybody represented in your family, on the strength of this service, their life is preserved. In the name of Jesus. In case you are asking and you are wondering, why is it that people talk about battles and you don't experience battles? Maybe because your life doesn't really account for much. Maybe. Maybe you are quoting scriptures. He shall give his beloved sleep. The beloved can sleep. The beloved can only sleep after the battle has been won. You need to read that scripture in context. You sleep. You can. There's what is called the sleep of death. Tell your neighbor, don't sleep. That Bible you are quoting, you are not reading it well. The Bible says Jesus prayed and continued all through the night. You don't sleep at night. You sleep after you are done. Say, through the greatness of your power, the enemies, they did not submit when they saw the power. They submitted when they saw the greatness of that power. Talking about power that cannot be insulted. There are many of you that are dealing with things that you have no business dealing with. You are dealing with inherited battles. The battles are not yours, but you met them in the house. You met them in the family, and you are dealing with them. And the devil is selling a lie to you that this is how you'll be fighting the battle. Listen to me. It is possible to crush the enemy and crush him completely. Don't be a prayer prostitute. Come on. Don't be a prayer prostitute. You can deal with the enemy and end the matter there. Listen to me, there is no advancement without power. Nobody is going to give you anything simply because you think you deserve it. You can cry, you can shout, it doesn't matter. There is no advancement without power. Church is taken without power. When a man decides to begin to advance in his life, the enemies will start coming out. Come on now. You see, when David went to fight Goliath, it wasn't just Goliath he fought. There were two battles he fought that day. Number one, he fought his brothers. He fought his brothers. Those ones who knew your story. They knew the day they gave birth to you. They knew the day they named you. They even carried you that day and washed your dirty clothes. People who used to bait you in the bedroom And you are now coming and saying you have a dream, you have a prophecy. It is all, oh my God. Listen to me, Jesus said, and please, if you have anything to just talk to the book. Jesus said, the enemies of a man's life will be who? Members of his household. The household there does not just mean family members. It means people who knew you when you started. You now want to say you have a prophecy. Which prophecy? You met us in this office. What do you mean? People that know yourself, people that are not fascinated by whatever it is you have. You say, I had a dream. I saw 11 stars. And so what? And so what? What's special about that? Are we going to bow before you? So many of you explain away spiritual signals that God is showing to you. You get into a place and you continue to see hostility. And you are thinking it's because they don't like your makeup. Oh, I'm getting married next week. Oh, congratulations. In their mind, like, she doesn't deserve it. In their mind, she doesn't deserve it. Well, what's even fine about her? Who told this beauty that makes people get married? Beauty is for girlfriend. When you want to get a girlfriend, you go for beauty. You go for shape. When you want to get a wife, there's something different. Beauty is like number 5 on that list. Yeah. Uh-huh. You may not know, I'm just telling you. When a man wants to settle down, he goes for a woman that gives him stability. When a man wants to settle down, he goes for a woman that gives him peace of mind. Beauty is not number 1, no. Look at stability. Look at peace. When a man decides to begin to take destiny steps, when you want to get married, when you want to start that major business, you begin to see strange things. You want to make a decision. Your landlord will wake up and say, move out. All of a sudden, the money of the rent, you will touch it. Something will just happen. Somebody will call you and tell you, give me money. And some of you are very good at giving people your rent money. Don't just so, hear God. Warfare is one of the indicators of either accurate posture. When you see continuous battles coming along your way. And you see, there's one kind of battles that is common now that people are not looking at. It's mental battles. Mental, emotional, psychological. The devil moves against you to break your will. Have you ever looked into the mirror and then told yourself, you are not really as smart as you thought you were? Ah, who knows what I'm talking about? You just look at the mirror like, ah, you only sold yourself a motivational lie. That you can do it. You can leap over a wall. You can't leap over a wall. If you want to leap over a wall, let me tell you what you need to do. They need to put a lion behind you, pursuing you. Once you see a lion behind you, you know that this wall, either I leap over the wall leaps over me, but there must be a leaping. There must be a leaping somewhere. Because when you look at the roar of that lion, you don't want to imagine what you are going to feel like or taste like in the mouth of that while you are being ripped apart. You prefer to die in your sleep. So when you see the lion and it's coming, something tells you this wall, this Jericho must come down. So you don't need to sell yourself a motivational lie. People who leap over walls are people who are experiencing contention. You want to have an easy life, that means you are not ready to move forward. Warfare is one of the accurate indicators of accurate posture. When a man begins to walk in the direction of his destiny, of his ministry, of his assignment, you will begin to notice that there will be contention. You will not have enough money in your pocket. You will have a hard time selling your vision to people. They will tell you it is well with your soul. Say, God will do it. And when people begin to tell you those kind of things, if the vision is of the Lord, it will make provision. They are telling you the money you are looking for is not here. Move forward. Move to the next street. What does it cost? We want to start a new business. We need 50,000. You don't have 50,000. Give half 5,000. You said, if the Lord has given this vision, it will make provision. My brother, carry your bag and go. There's nothing there. Every time you needed to buy makeup, it was never an issue. Every time you needed to watch a film, the cinemas are open now. So you need to go. You and your friends contribute 7,000. You go and watch a film, eat popcorn, because that's what your destiny requires. But the moment you begin to attempt to take destiny steps, when the Lord is saying, fast for 30 days, I want to reveal myself to you. All of a sudden, your body begins to ache like you have never eaten before in your life. Just begins to ache. You begin to remember every type of food you haven't eaten in a while. All of a sudden, you wake up hungry. You wake up in the night and you still go to the kitchen. Something is happening to your body. But it's because affliction will arise for the word's sake. When there was no instruction to fast, you were sleeping. The moment the word came on October 1, start fasting, your body began like, it's like I'm losing weight. Oh, it's like, I don't know. I feel like I need to start eating more. And then sometimes you didn't even know. You just started gravitating towards earthly things. Warfare is an indicator you are getting something right. Many times. Because the devil doesn't put his effort in baseless things. On the flip side, warfare can be the pressure of darkness to conceal your true identity, ensuring your continuous captivity. The devil launches an attack against you. And listen to me, no matter where you are coming from, no matter where you are coming from, Jesus has what it takes to change your story. I'm telling you. In the last, I was sharing that testimony some time ago. Maybe some of you heard me. I had the privilege of praying for somebody who had a spinal ailment. Something wrong with the spinal cord. By the time they sent me the botanical name and the medical name of what was wrong with this person, it's enough to lose your faith. I have the name somewhere, something thrombolysis, they just something that weakens your faith. You hear it and you lose faith. You hear it, you just say, it is well, let us pray. You can't, because something tells you are dying. The doctor sent the diagnosis or whatever that thing, sent it to me on WhatsApp, and I looked at it. I said, what does this thing mean? He said, if this thing continues like this, it ends in paralysis. I said, what's the option? He said, there's no drug. He said, if they do surgery, there's no guarantee. IVF is more guaranteed than this surgery. And you know how IVF fails. Huh? But the doctor is saying, even if we do surgery, we don't know if it will work. Say, so the pain is going to continue gradually in this lady until one day she will be paralyzed. And the condition is where? In the spine. So if she sleeps, she must stay on a particular position and must not shake, because the pain comes out many times in the night. There are enemies. If you don't know, don't worry. Start doing the right thing. You will find out. So I had occasion to do an online video call with this person. And we prayed together. And then we spoke 2 days later. And I said on a scale of 10. She said, Pastor, the pain dropped by up to 5. I said, let's pray again. I said, this time we'll pray in the night. I told her, I will call you in the middle of the night and we'll pray. There's something about the night seasons. That is when transactions are settled. If you love sleep, you can't know a realm of power. I say if you love sleep, you can't know a particular realm of power. You will talk about it, but you won't know it. It will be mental and cerebral. I'm talking about the greatness of your power, not power, the greatness. The weight of that power, it comes into the and crushes everything below it. And for the first time, and you know what happened to her is that she was walking out, then she heard. Kah! For all of you that think walking out is being woke, she just want to walk out. Then she heard. Kah! thinking it's just something. And then they told her thromboliasis, messiana, and all those things, all those tongues, just for working out. Jesus is Lord. Listen to me. Jesus is the same yesterday. He's the same today. And forever. If you do FaceTime with somebody that has a spinal that the doctor says needs to come for surgery that has no guarantee, and on FaceTime you pray and the person gets healed. The lady didn't come. She called the person who referred her over in Europe and said, guess what? For the first time, I slept. I rolled on the bed. I woke up. There was no pain. He said, then I said, no, maybe something's happened. Then I rolled again. No pain. I said, let me sleep. Because the way that pain works is that when it wakes you up, you can't sleep again. Once that pain wakes you up, you can't sleep. You will feel the pain till morning. Then she slept. She said, I was able to sleep. She said, this is the first time I'm sleeping a complete night in years. Then they called me and said, Pastor, there's another person. That one is in Ghana. She has the same problem. I said, send them in. FaceTime. Not Facebook. FaceTime. Jesus is the same. There's no distance or barrier to his power. Wherever utterances can get to. Come on. I say wherever utterances can get to, the power will go there. That man said to Jesus, I do not need you to come into my house. He said, just say a word. And Jesus said, I have not found so great a faith in Israel. I found it among the Gentiles. I didn't see it in Israel. The difference between power and the greatness of power is the allocation. You see, this power coming into this place now, there's one that goes into the socket and it can charge your phone. But you can't use your electric cooker there. It's the allocation. Some of the things many of you are requesting for, if God answers it, it can shut down everything in your house. So God just gives you enough to charge your phone. But I'm talking about the greatness of power, because there are some demons that don't understand English language. And the first among the category of ruling spirits, which is where many times Satan hides to torment us, is the category known as principalities. The word principality is where you get the word principles. They operate by principles. They cannot violate you until you violate a principle. It is the same root word where you get principal. The authority that is rooted in the obedience or and followership of principles. And that is why you have the word of God. Because the word of God is a book of divine principles. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21. Very quickly. Daniel 2, 21. Daniel 2 and verse 21. Are you there? He changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings. And he sets up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise. Knowledge to them that know understanding. Look at verse 22. Let's read together. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. And the light dwells with him. So you see, there are two layers of darkness. One is called deep. One is called secret. He said he knows what is in the darkness. You need NEPA supply to see it. You need generator. God looks into the darkness. He tells you what is there. This is a very powerful. This is a scripture to use in praying. When you want to know things that are hidden from you. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29. He said the secret things belong to the Lord. He said the things that are revealed are for us and our children. So if there is something that is hidden in the darkness that you cannot see, if there is something that is in your family that you keep noting, like my mom's brother had one eye condition or cancer, And you say, oh, it's their own family. Then your mom also started having something. She was complaining. The doctor was saying cancer, cancer. You see, those things, the devil can cover your eyes and you think it's just a medical condition. Your eye needs to be open to realize that this thing is becoming a pattern. Pattern. Say the things that are in darkness, they are very clear before him. That's why one of the greatest strengths of a believer is the ability to see and hear in the spirit. I prophesy to you, your eyes are open. Listen to me. There are some of you here. As an evidence, you will watch films and you'll be watching film and be seeing visions. You'll be disconnected. You see, you think that many times you need to pray and charge. No, I'm telling you now, you'll be driving, you'll break into visions, come back and continue driving. I'm telling you. There are realms that are beyond this earth. When Adam was created, he wasn't trained to depend on his brain. He was trained to depend on the voice of the Lord. You see, we depend on our brain now because it's supposed to be a backup system. But now it has become the primary system for processing information. But you see, your spirit is smart. Your spirit is smart. The place that was created, that's it. See, you know where the things are in the darkness. One of the key indicators of power is supernatural knowledge. You see, when God says he reveals the deep and secret things, revelation there, that word reveal is the word revelation. That means one of the key indicators of somebody who is coming into power is that he will be armed with knowledge. Not just anointing, knowledge. Knowledge tells you this is what you can do with this power. He revealed the deep and secret things. He will show you and say, this is what is here. This thing started with your grandfather. I remember ministering to somebody some time ago. And after praying for the person, and the person did not recover. So I was in another city, so I was in the hotel. And then while I was laying down in the hotel, trying to get some rest before the next session, I had a vision. And I saw this person, and I saw an elderly woman, and I saw that they looked alike. So I picked my phone, I called the person. I said, who in your family were you named after? She said, nobody. I said, think very well. Say, oh, when my father's sister died was the period I was born, so they named me. I said, that person died prematurely. She said, yes. I said, I'm seeing the woman now. This person looks like you, but it's not your mom. Anything you name, you control. Some of you watched one film of witchcraft or vampire. You adopted the name. You say because you like the name. The name sounds nice. You are making a spiritual connection. Everything that is named places a limit or boundary on you. When you get into a particular office, they say you are the head of operations. They have demarcated your scope of authority. When they say you are a teller, they have named you. No matter how big you are, you may be a pastor, but within the confines of this office, you cannot pass this cubicle. Where did you get your name from? Because your name is an emblem in the realm of the spirit of your authority. Say, for his name shall be Jesus. And he shall what? Deliver people from their sins. The power is encrypted into the name. Where do you get your name from? Oh, they named you after some popular wizard or witch, yellow woman in your family. Sometimes it's good to ask your parents questions. What happened when you were growing up? How do you know men of stature? Access to information. Access to revelation. access to information, access to revelation. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Say, ye are of God, little children, and you have what? Overcome the world. Who did God give custodian of that level of authority to? He gave it to children. He said, except you be as a little child. The mark of supernatural greatness in the kingdom is that you have a heart that is bendable, malleable, tender, soft, that God can turn in any direction. Those kind of hearts, God bestows authority to them. That's why people are praying through us, doing vigil, and they are not seeing anything. Because many are riotous. Many are rebellious. Many are stubborn. Many only resort to God when they are stranded. Many have no heart for God. The only day they remember God is on Sunday. Say, ye are of God, my little children, and you have overcome the world. God did not leave any element out of the world beyond your power. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Say, behold, I give you power over snakes and scorpions and over every work of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That power is not released in the quoting. It's released in the judicial exercise of that authority listed in that scripture. So when you try to cast out a devil, the devil doesn't listen to it simply because you say go. He looks at you and tries to trace where the authority you are exhibiting is coming from. If you are trying to be a son of Sceva, who saw somebody did something, and you try to do the same thing, then he will tell you, I know the root of this power. And listen to me, you need to come into this realm. Because if the devil cannot stop you in your ministry, it will come for you in your business. And it will shut down your finance. And when it shuts down your business, you will not have energy to pray. Because there's a way you can be losing money and you start feeling like you are sick. Start having malaria. But it's not malaria, it's just that nobody is buying your market. You just start feeling headache. It says, my head is aching. It's migraine. But today is your day. I say today is your day. Say, through the greatness of your power, the enemies submitted. You know what it means to submit? You stand in the midst of them and they go on their knees. They go on their knees. That's what it means to submit. They make peace with you. They pay you royalty. Before they enter your territory, Maryland, they will come and say, sorry, you want to pass. Can we pass? Then you say, no, you can't pass. Go through Ogun State. Then they turn around and they go around. You become a territorial force. Because you understand that through the greatness of power, the enemies, what? They submit. They submit. You compel obedience because of revelation knowledge. You compel obedience. You compel obedience. You compel obedience. So those limits over your life, they are off. Now, your amen is as weak as, I don't know, I'm trying to look for something to compare, I can't find. Is that weak? I said the limits are off. Amen. All those nightmares. If you have been having nightmares, wave to me. If you're having nightmares, wave to me. If you're having nightmares, okay, God bless you. Who else? Wave to me. Nightmares. I'm going to use the next 5 minutes and I'm going to pray for people. Listen to me. You may not know what it means to have a spinal injury or an infection. But when you see a doctor tell you thrombolysis, mentalias, your faith can fail. Do not be familiar with the anointing this morning. Because something is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. I say something is going to happen to you. Say, through the greatness of your power, the enemies, they submit. They see you and they submit. They see you and because there's a mark that this guy operates at a superior level. There's a mark of priesthood. There's a kingly anointing. The enemies don't. You are just one man. But you are though a mighty army. Because you understand judicial expression of power. Not just that you read or a law was made. But you understand that certain things have to be enforced in the courts of heaven. Rise to your feet. Let me pray with you. Listen to me. The only person that is not going to get anything today is anybody who is casual. Tell anybody, I didn't come casually. There are some of the devil has infiltrated your dream life. It's like your dreams have become an open passage. They just walk through. There's somebody here, you are asking God, God, is this the way I will continue in this office? I want to leave this job. Because you look at everybody in that office and you look at yourself, I don't belong here. You see yourself like you should be doing something else with your life. And today, according to your desire, we relocate you. According to your desire, we relocate you. Those of you who have been having unusual nightmares, they are contentious. I want you to come. I want to pray for you in 1 minute. Wherever you are, I want you to release your faith and begin to exercise through your utterance divine authority and justice. Begin to take your space back. You find yourself in the midst of people you don't know in your dreams. I want to pray for you. Thou Spirit of the Lord. Thou Spirit of the Lord. Thou Spirit of the Lord. Ligado barakata makundi yakasata.